I was here on what is Saturday of last year, I remember. I'm in Easter Vision. And I've been here for 3 times consecutively after that. So I would like to, first of all, thank the pastor who is the leader of the souls here, Pastor Philo, for the opportunity he gives me now and again to come here and share the word of God with you and celebrate the Holy Eucharist. So I want to thank him in absence here. And also I want to thank all those who made it possible for me to be here this morning, Father Jerick, who sends me here, the coordinator of the clergy personnel. I want to thank all of you and also thank the sacristan, the readers, everybody, the server. I begin with thanksgiving because I haven't seen you, I haven't met you for a long time now. So I always thank people when I come to their house, lest I be put out, I be kicked out, you know. So that's part of the humility there. So today, this morning, my name is Father Chile. I work for Mercy Health as a chaplain. And then I live at St. Stan's Church in Youngstown. Becoming Father Chile Chile Bang Bang. So that's my name. So I'm glad to see all of you this morning. And I want to thank you for making out your time, coming out from your houses. This morning, the sleep was good. It wasn't that too hot or warm in the house. At least we are the rector where I stayed. I slept so soundly. Woke up, said my prayers, had my shower, and then proceeded here. I would have loved to sleep longer, you know? Just like you, but you made out your time. There's a sense in which we have to speak to these sacrifices we make in our lives. Even little things like this, we might think, oh, I have to go and fulfill my Sunday obligation, I have to go and do. No. It is the Spirit of God in you that propelled you, that helped you, that assisted you and your wife or your children or by yourself and say, hey, you gotta go. Go to my church. Go and get blessings. Go and hear the word of God. Excuse me. Go and be fortified in the Spirit and then you'll come back. Go and be fortified in your spirit, then you come back to me. Come back, continue your life, your daily activities. So I want to thank all of us for making out that time. Then, about the humility today, as I already said, humility comes into most of the things we do in life if we really want to succeed. I give an example. A child who is taken to a school to learn, and the child begins to challenge the teacher, say certain stuff that even the teacher himself may not know or have known, but didn't want to say it. He wanted to reserve it maybe in the next class, and this child continued bringing it up. The child makes the teacher a little bit uncomfortable. If you're a teacher, why should this kid be doing this? He begins to ask, does it mean he really knows better than I do now? I am his teacher. Or hard. I supposed to know better, but this child, this kid is pretending. It gives you some type of discomfort being with this kid. I mean, you begin to ask yourself, how do I deal with this kid now? Begins to be a special kid. Begins to be somehow kid with attitude and so forth and so on. So again, the teacher comes to this kid and says, I know you know this, but can we go at this pace? Can we do this first? After this, then we might flip the other page. This is a normal life. I began with a child. That's the way we are. In the hands of God, we are children. We are learners. We are the eaten ways. He molds us. He shapes us according to his design, according to his plan. Just like we are children that we're supposed to listen to our teachers. The same thing Christ talks to us today through the parable. The parable at the wedding feast. They will go to see. They usually have like the ushers or a family member or someone who gives people seats and allocate where they sit. When I go there myself, even when I have officiated at the ceremony, I always ask, where is my place? Do I sit here or there or there? That's a normal. What is required of us to do. So Christ uses this to show us from the normal things we do, we can also anticipate in heaven, we can also anticipate in our relationship with God, how it will be. Because God knows each and every one of us. And then when we are humble, God gives us more. He allocates us to our real place. Now, humility has been defined classically as knowing your place and taking it. So if I'm a surgeon, for instance, should I go and take a place of a priest and vice versa? If I'm a priest, should I take the place of a surgeon? No, absolutely not. But that would be being pompous, being proud. It's the opposite of humility. Pride is the opposite. The antonym of humility is pride. Now we talk about the devil himself, who was cast out of heaven because devil was proud. He was extremely proud. Devil, as you know, Lucifer from the light, he was the angel of light. But when he began to challenge God, when he began to take the place of God, God cast him out of the kingdom of God, of his kingdom. The rest is history. He is always tormented, he and his cohort, because of his pride. So Christ also teaches us from that reading, not just humility. If you read beyond that reading, you will see also another meaning for social justice. Social justice. People are invited to the feast. Sometimes the wealthy give the wealthy, fellow wealthy people, maybe contracts. Sometimes the government give only to the children of the government officials, contracts or something. Sometimes we read in the past, like somehow Harvard University, somehow we are running some lawsuits because the admission process was not fair. They were admitting only the children of some class. And so forth, that you can go is innumerable. When rewards are returned, what we call the quid pro quo in our government, and so forth, and in our relationship with one another. So we also talk, we also have to speak sense to that particular structure, the societal class, stratified structure. And Christ is telling us in all these things, may we relate to ourselves as brothers and sisters. May we know that we have our heavenly Jerusalem, as the second book to the Hebrews says, that God himself has made this place possible for everyone, that we have to take one another along our journey of faith, brothers and sisters. And that's why from humility we come to all this. It's a virtue we develop. Listening actively to the preacher, listening actively to the church, praying, being submissive to the will of God, all these things are content of the humility which we this morning are talking about. So I want to enjoin ourselves that we ask Jesus himself to continue to give us that spirit to accept his teachings, the spirit to understand, the spirit to also be able to be prepared to act according to his will. May God assist us in our challenges of life. Assist us when health, ill health, knocks at the door of our hearts. What do we do? Do we become over-curious? We begin to ask questions and put God out? Or do we accept and say, God, I am humble. Do with me according to your will, like Jesus did on the cross. May God be with you in all circumstances of life. May God continue to encourage you and lift you up, and give you that audacity to accept in humility the things that come to you. The brokenness, the frailty of human nature. Amen.